But to others it is not given. You know, the parable of the sower is the parable of this chapter. The same day went Jesus out by the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him. So they went out into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things to them in parables. He talked to them in things that they couldn't understand. And his disciples say, well, why do you talk to them in parables? Because it's given to you to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. To you, I speak, and you receive the word, and it brings forth fruit. To them, I speak, and the worldly cares choke it out, and it falls on the path, and the birds steal it away. And he sees himself as a sower going forth and casting the seed into the multitude. And he sees all the different kinds of ground, because he sees into men's hearts, and he sees which is which. He sees the men whose hearts cannot receive it, who do not understand. He sees the men who the cares and deceitfulness of riches are choking out the word. He sees others who seem excited, but you know, as soon as the crucifixion comes, or as soon as their own trouble comes, well, they're not going to be there anymore. He sees it all in a glance. And so he's speaking the parable that is actually the experience he's having at that very moment. He is the sower. He's sowing his seed and they hear it not. He says, I speak to them in parables. Because unto you it is given to understand the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. For you it is given to bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. To them it is not given to bring forth fruit. For whoever hath, to him shall be given. There are other parables where this idea of verse 12 is very important to Jesus' way of thinking. I'm telling you. But whoever has, to him shall be given. Who have the ability to receive the word will be given and bring forth abundantly. If God has put it in our hearts to hear him and to seek him, we will be obtaining him. If God has put in our hearts a spirit to know him, we will know him. It's like I think about the parable of the talents that's coming along. You know, he gave 1, 5, or 10, and he brought back double the amount, you know. To him, and then what did he do? He said, you've been faithful in little. I will reward you with much. Take 10 cities. And he was given more. But to the one who did not have, the one who was only given one, and you look at that one as the initial, it is like the seed. You know, he's given the seed, a single seed. Here is the word of God. Now what happens? Nothing. He buried it in the earth. It's a different parable, so the symbols don't carry along, like as far as the good ground, the stony ground, and all that. He put it away. It did not bear any fruit. The money he was given was the money he returned. And that which he had, which wasn't his in the first place, was taken from him. And he received nothing. For him that hath not shall be taken, even that he hath. I mean, you look at these types of ground, the path, the seed is taken away. And then the stony ground, what happens? The seed shrivels. That which they have is shriveled. I mean, they seem to have something. But they don't have something. There's something they're missing. The right stuff. You know, they're missing the right kind of ground. They're missing that which it takes. Unto us it is given to understand, but to them it is not given. That's a very important thing. I'm telling you. Because it is given to some. To others it is not given. People preach the gospel as if it is given to all to understand the mystery of kingdom heaven. You only have to receive it. Wrong. Wrong. It is not given to all to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. No, it is not given to all, but only to some. Only to a few. Not to all. Unto all it is given to understand the mysteries of kingdom heaven. Therefore, believe. And you'll be saved, I promise. Yeah, like the stony ground. He quotes from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, right? By hearing ye shall hear and not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. You know, they see things, they hear things, but it's not entering into their hearts. It's not entering into their minds what they really see. You know, what do you see? I don't know what I see. I see something. I see something, but I don't know what it is. I don't understand. You know, what did he say to you? Well, he said something. Did you know what he said? No, I didn't understand. What he said didn't make sense. To him that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that he hath. What? What? I don't understand. What's that mean? It doesn't make sense. To him that has shall be given. He already has. Why should he be given anything? To from him that hath not shall be taken away. Why would you take away from someone that doesn't have anything? Because they don't have anything to take away. They don't understand. People to this day don't understand the aspect of the parable, which is the stark aspect, which is God knows that men aren't receiving his word, and he's okay with that. Because that is how he intends it to be. It is not given to them to understand. Their heart is waxed gross. It's fat. You know, it's filled with things. Filled with the things of the world. Filled with the lusts of the flesh. With sinful desires. You know, it's filled with... I want that nice new car. I've got to spend all my time trying to get it. The ears are dull of hearing. What's that? I can't hear you. Because I'm dull of hearing. When it comes to this message, my ears don't perk up. When it comes to the Word of God, my ears don't go twing to listen. Their eyes, they've closed. I'm shutting my eyes. Because I don't really want to see. And say, Paul, well, there you go. That's free will. Well, of course, everything we do is done by the will we have within ourselves. But if they don't want to hear the word, and they don't want to see the word, if that's their will, how shall they change that? To say, oh, I do want. No, they can't do it, because it's not given unto them. For you to be able to exercise that choice, you have to have it given to you to be able to do that. You have to be drawn in. It doesn't happen like that. So yeah, it's their will to close their eyes because God has made their lids heavy. My lids are heavy. I just want to close them. You know, Pharaoh hardened his heart and the Lord helped him. That's how it works. You know, and if any of this is confusing to you, you need to study Romans 9. Or you can just study this because this is Jesus' predestination chapter as far as God's will is operating over all these things. Not man's will. It has to be what he wants to be, not what man wants to be. You know, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. They don't really want to be converted to what God wants us to be, and God has not drawn them into it. You know, you can see Paul for a time, the Apostle Paul. You know, he didn't want to be converted. But then what happened when Christ appeared to him?